Heart and Talent Radio.
Great content for you today. A few quick announcements. Content today is based on identifying toxic relationships and then skills on learning how to be in the moment, be in the present, how to neutralize some of those feelings about those relationships that allow you to not get caught up in conflict, validating, justifying, and explaining yourself. Few announcements as we move into the Facebook Live today. These are a few events where I will be speaking live. Now this year, I'm going to be taking more time off than I've ever taken off in my life when it comes to travel, but I still will speak about 35 times a year. I'm 84,000 miles away from being a 2 million mile flyer with United, which will make me a platinum. So that's a very big status symbol for me. So I'll be flying around the United States. Here are some of the places that I will be speaking this year. This Saturday, I will be in Tarrytown, New York. Now that will be a fabulous event. That is in the White Plains area. It's right across near the Tappan Zee Bridge. I've spoken that area numerous times. I love the clientele who attends that event. So that is this Saturday, Tarrytown, New York. That is January 26th, ending January on the East Coast. And I'm going to bring some warm weather with me because I'm here in beautiful Stockton, California, where it is beautiful today. I was in Carmel Saturday, Carmel by the Sea. If you've never been there, it's like being in little Europe. February 2nd, I will be in Chicago, another one of my all-time favorite cities, great restaurant and entertainment city. February 9th, I'll be in Ponte Vedra, Florida. Now, that is a private event. February 16th, one of my hometowns, Kansas City, Missouri. Kalen Hobbs has hosted me many, many times there. Looking forward to that. And March 2nd, once again, my deep, deep gratitude for Diane Hunt for hosting me in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, March 2nd. I will be in Dulles for the first time. That is Washington, D.C. area. Now, I have spoken in Baltimore numerous times. Deborah Roeder is going to host me in at the Dulles Airport. That is outside of Washington, D.C. I spoke in Tyson's Corner once upon a time about 20 years ago. But this will be my first time speaking physically in the D.C., Virginia area. That is March 9th. Spartanburg, South Carolina, March 16th. My very good, exceptional friend, Bridget Bartley, is hosting that event. Las Vegas, Nevada, Mindy Shaw, first-time event promoter for me. That'll be fantastic. I'll get to dine at one of my favorite restaurants, Sinatra's, on Friday night, the 22nd. April 20th, I'll be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with Abby O'Neill, rock star client, friend, and producer. And then April 27th, this is really exciting news for me. Beth Henning, awesome client of mine, who has a great team, is bringing me to one of my favorite states in the union, Billings, Montana. I will be in Montana in Billings on April 27th. With that, let's move into the inspirational portion of today's call. I also offer free 20-minute coaching calls. No obligation, free 20 minutes if you've ever considered hiring me. Do take advantage of that offer. I have very limited time on how many of those I can create in a day. But if you'd like to have one of those, go into my Facebook, in my Messenger, and request that I give you a call back. Now, a couple things I want to show you. I have a very extensive book collection. If you ever come to my house, I have custom bookcases. And I have many rare old vintage books. Here's a very old copy of Think and Grow Rich. This is a 1955 mint condition copy of Think and Grow Rich. So that's something that is interesting for you. Now here's something that's really interesting. Last night I was in my library looking at some of my older books, and look at this book, Familiar Quotations. Look how thick this book is, very, very old. I opened the book, and what do we have here? A book where you keep your 38 special, your $10,000 you've hidden, your jewelry, your passport. That is very cool. I forgot I bought that book in a rare and antique bookstore about 20 years ago, and I came across it last night. I thought you'd get a little kick out of seeing that. That's a factory-made, hollowed-out book. That is not some skill I learned by working with my Italian friends back in my early 20s. That is an original book made specifically with a hidden compartment in it called Familiar Quotations. With that, we're going to move into the inspirational portion of today's call. And today's call is on really understanding how to identify, how to separate your feelings, how to let go of people who are toxic in your life. Now, this is not that yeah, but call. Yeah, but you don't understand my situation. I do understand all situations because here's why. I do understand most situations because I have coached 60,000 hours. That's 60,000 hours one-on-one. We get a little glare from the beautiful sunlight that is right outside of my window here, but 60,000 hours one-on-one, 12,000 clients. So if anyone does understand, that would be me. I understand what it means to separate feelings from people who set us up, that's you and me, they set us up to disappoint us. Now, if this is you, you want to understand the cause that creates the effect of your emotional state. Now, if you feel guilt and resentment, now if you are guilted into relationship, there's a high probability that you'll resent yourself or the other person who uses guilt to control you. So you want to be able to let go of that. So the way you let go of people in toxic relationships is you understand the situation, first of all. You understand that you have a responsibility of how you got in the relationship, and it's going to be your responsibility to decide this. Does this merit a divorce, a separation? Do I quit this career? Do I quit this job? Or do I do my best to be my best, to stay in this relationship and move into a recovery state of it so I'm no longer codependent? You can teach yourself in recovery how to be more independent in a relationship. You may have toxic parents, you may have a toxic brother, sister, employer, boss, or specifically you could have a soulmate, a significant other, a lover, a spouse. It's too easy and it's too black and white. We'll say divorce them, quit the job. I mean, that's the black and white world. But in a gray world where black and white is on the periphery of it, it's your responsibility to understand your role in the relationship. So a couple situations as you want to understand is this, is who can I be and what can I do to separate my feelings from the event? So the first situation is do not personalize any situation that's going on with that person. So if you're with a perpetrator, a violator, if you have a toxic boss, a toxic environment in your workplace, you can always opt out of that. That's one option. But if for whatever reason that you feel obligated to stay in it or stay there, then that's your responsibility to navigate the other person's hostility, passive aggressive behavior, their anger, their hate, their own rejection and abandonment issues. Now, many people will cast their energy on you, us, me. They will cast their energy on us. And then they will put us, you and me in a position that we validate, justify, and explain yourself. Now, if you're a chronic explainer, justifier, and validator, it means that when someone's giving you insight, you go, yeah, but you don't understand. My situation is, I do understand. Once again, I've coached 60,000 hours. Now, I don't roll my eyes when people do this. I stay present, but I've had clients before, they ask me a question, I give them the input, and they immediately go into their head, fight or flight, and they start giving me all the reasons why they can't do what I'm suggesting them. So, I mean, it's your responsibility to understand that you might be toxic in a toxic relationship yourself, and that requires you being honest. Now, being honest doesn't mean you're negative. Being honest doesn't mean you're critical. Being honest means you're honest. Rigorous honesty is what provides recovery for you. And as you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. I grew up in an environment where at times I couldn't please someone in my influence. And this person who was in my influence was highly critical of me. And it was my responsibility to eventually, as a grown-up in recovery, not to hold that other person responsible for my feelings. The book that I wrote on the anger factor addresses some of that, is that there's a cause that creates the effect of why we do what we do. I have a brand new book called The Breakthrough Factor that is now shipping, and it's been shipping out the door here for the last few days. And that book also addresses in depth how to separate your feelings from events. So when you have toxic people in your influence, the first thing you want to learn to do is neutralize your feelings about their outcome. You neutralize their feelings by letting go. You separate your feelings from the outcome, number one, by taking a longer breath. If you live in a short breath cycle, it's like this. It means you're in fight or flight, and your energy is transmuting from here to the neocortex of your left brain. And underneath your left brain is what is called the reptilian brain. Now, your limbic brain is below that. That's the brain of intuition. That's the brain of extrasensory perception. That's the brain that knows. That's the brain that understands. But if you continue to relapse into fight or flight, then you're going to feel victimized by the perpetrator, the violator, the passive aggressive, angry person that's in your influence. Now, to really become skilled is the repetition and the experience. So here's something that you can really gain from today. Learn not to prove people wrong. Even when they're wrong, do your best not to engage with people who want to make you wrong. So if they want to make you wrong, that doesn't mean you're weak by surrendering. Surrendering is a whole different context when it comes to letting go. Surrender means you surrender your will to be right. You surrender your will to be in conflict. And you surrender your ego and you're able to step out of the situation so that you can go on and have a great day without letting this influence you, without letting it rock your world, without letting it rob you of your energy. Something she said to me upset me. And I hear this frequently. One of my clients was telling me today that something a mother-in-law said really upset her. Well, the mother-in-law is very controlling. The mother-in-law was out of line, and what she said was off the charts, but I was attempting to assist my client to understand that this is someone who has a conflict consciousness. When you encounter people who thrive on conflict, or someone who thrives on being angry and thrives on being right, or you encounter a flaw finder, it's going to be your responsibility. That's a response, your ability to respond. That's a reflex, your responsibility, your ability to understand what's happening as this is going on in your influence, and rather than engaging in this and then being in the ring, being overwhelmed, being exhausted, relapsing, going to the grocery store, going to shop, going online, going to the liquor cabinet, smoking a cigarette to take the edge off, smoking a bong, a vape, whatever it is you feel you have to do to take that edge off, you won't feel the same tendencies as you begin to let go. Letting go allows you to separate your feelings from the events. Now, letting go is unequivocally, in my opinion, one of the most challenging context and insights for the world populace to understand. In reality, one of the easiest skills to master when you understand the mechanism of it. I will be devoting the rest of my life to teaching letting go skills and principles. In 2019, I'm going to do a lot more training on selling, prospecting, closing sales than I have the last few years, but I will never, ever let go of my passion for teaching people the let go mechanism. So once letting go is understood, it's like a lock. It's like 37 right twice, 16 left once, 19 once, click. And that click is where the tumblers and a mechanized lock line up. And that's what frees the lock to come up. And now the lock is open. Now, that's what letting go is. Letting go is your ability to separate your feelings from events. How do I do that? Well, give me the blueprint. Tell me how to do it. It's not a tell, it's an understand. It's an awareness. And as you become aware and understand that letting go is an emotional experience, it's non-physical, it's not linear, it's not a how do I, and it's not like Nike says, just do it. The context of letting go is an understanding and awareness. You're able to see, sense, and feel what's happening as it's happening. Rather than relapsing back into a familiar state of anxiety, fear, and doubt, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief and apathy, rather than succumbing to those feelings, which are unconscious, subconscious, repressed and suppressed, in awareness, you sense, feel, and know it. You feel you're at the edge, you take a deep breath, you ground yourself, you bring your back in the present, and you're able to see what's happening for what it is. And you do not relapse. You do not require relapsing. It has no value. You don't require being critical of yourself. It has no value. You don't require judgment of self or others, no value. You're able to be present. You're able to acknowledge what's happening as it's happening. You're able to stay in your body in an emotional place called consciousness. It means you understand, you're aware. So if I encounter someone who wants to make me wrong, and that happens occasionally, and I encounter this with someone I knew from my past who said, You used to be really difficult. I bet you're difficult to work for now. Now, I knew what was happening. This person was putting me in a position to validate, justify, and explain myself. And instead of doing that, I asked him a question. I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, don't you remember what you used to be like?" I said, "I remember that." And I said, "What's your point?" And he goes, "Well, the point is that you were difficult." I said, "I acknowledge that, and I appreciate you pointing that out to me. Can I buy you a drink?" And so he goes, "A Budweiser." And it neutralized the situation. I bought this gentleman a Budweiser, and I change the subject. And I move down from the table because I did not require to sit in that energy. And I didn't go home and go, "Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that to me. He was embarrassing me." Well, here's reality. Some of what he said was true. I am recovering from being difficult. I didn't merit the conversation at the table, but it's my responsibility to be able to neutralize that situation. I can own what I did in the past and I can forgive myself, but I'm not going to carry that into the rest of the evening and let it ruin my night because this person put me in a position to validate, justify, and explain myself. Now, this is a skill that I taught myself. You can learn this also, but this requires know-how. This requires emotional know-how and emotional understanding and practice and repetition and experience. But the minute you say this word, H-A-R-D, you have officially relapsed. "Well, that'll be hard. That'll be difficult. How am I going to do that?" Well, it's not how am I going to. It's I am being that person that I'm capable of being today, and I can neutralize any set of feelings. Now, when you prospect or you sell, it's imperative that you understand that you're going to encounter the opposition, your prospect, and they will have objections. And some of their objections will be, "Is this a pyramid? Is this legal? If you're making so much money, then why don't you buy my way in? Why don't you show me copies of your checks?" Well, when you encounter people like this, I mean, these people aren't really engageable. These are flaw finders. You have to understand this. And it's not your responsibility to convince, beg, cajole, drag, get people to join you. Your objective is to be able to attract qualified buyers, people who see the value in the products, services, benefits, and features. Your objective is to attract spiritual beings who want to have a great experience. They're not looking for the flaw in the product. They're not looking for that one speck of sugar, or they're not looking for the THC in the CDB or hemp oil. I mean, they're looking for the value. They're looking for a way to break through. They're looking for the experience. They're looking for the opportunity because they're opportunists. These people aren't flaw finders. See, a flaw finder is typically someone who wants to prove you wrong. And the more you understand that there's a lot of people in the world like that, and you don't personalize them, you don't make them wrong, you don't let them reject you, you understand this. Now, I see that Joe DiBianca has joined me on the call. I'm going to be Joe's guest on a call next Monday. Joe is one of my best students at letting go, and he and I will be breaking that down on Monday at 4:00 next Monday. And he will also assist you with some of the same context, because letting go is a context. So there's context and then there's application. As you put together the context and the application, now you have a reality. And in that reality, you create a result. Now, there are people in the world that want to prove you wrong. Now, here's a classic example. I had an old friend of mine about 5 years ago, looked me up on Facebook, contacted me. This guy used to be my roommate. And he informed me that he had 8 DUIs. Now, I had 3, and that was a lot, but he had 8, and he spent 10 years in prison for 8 DUIs. Now, this guy was an all-American boy, went to Kansas University. He was one of my homies. I used to party with him, used to stay up all night. I'd hear the birds chirp with him. I did a lot of transgressions with him. So he looks me up, calls me up, and he says, "Hey, just got out of jail. I was wondering if I see you have a car collection." Now, this guy was good at cars. He goes, I see you have a car collection. What I'd like to do is move out there and take care of your car collection." And I said, "Well, that's not going to be possible." I was diplomatic and nice to him. He goes, "Oh, so you think you're better than me?" Well, he used a couple of unfavorable words and he hung up. Now, I looked at the phone like, wow, that was fast. That was like one of the fastest hello goodbyes. And obviously what he did is he found a way to feel less than, put me in a position that he assumed I was arrogant and assumed I would also just hire him And I immediately took a deep breath and let him go. Because obviously, he's still in the throes of addiction. And it's not my responsibility to give someone a job. And this all happened in 5 minutes, but he found a way to make me wrong. I didn't get a chance to neutralize him because he already made his assessment so fast that the conversation was over. What I didn't do is feel bad about the conversation afterward and feel angry. I felt some empathy because of what he's going through, but I'm also not responsible for his feelings. I'm responsible for mine. And I got right back in the GMS chair and the AIC chair and did what I could do, produce results. And that's what you want to be able to do, is when you encounter someone who is difficult. There are people who are difficult. Understand that. There are people who are flaw finders. Understand that. There are people who are skeptical. Understand that. There are people who don't like you because you're pretty, you're handsome, you're successful, you're spiritual, you have goodness in you. Any multitude of situations, a very small percent of the population will find some flaw in you occasionally. Now, if it happens frequently, call me, contact me, because that means you're attracting to your reality perpetrators, violators, and people who set you up to disappoint you so that you can say, this always happens to me. Well, you want to be able to be responsible for your energy, separate your feelings from the events. Now, what does that mean? Separate my feelings from events. It means that you can isolate an event. You can own the event, which you did. You can be absolute in integrity. You can be authentic. You can be honest about it. And you can own what you did, and you can also forgive yourself for what you did, someone else did. You can be grateful for who you're being today, and you can produce results and relax later in the evening, free of guilt. Now, as you begin to do that a day at a time, you are in recovery. When you encounter an emotional, spiritual vampire, you don't run away from them, and you don't confront them head on. You learn to adapt and adjust to whatever's happening is there. That's innovation and creativity, and that's a skill of a skilled person in recovery and a skilled business owner, because you can't win them all. You're not in business to win. You're in business for service and value and results, prosperity, provide employment, give jobs, and situations like this. You're the rise of the entrepreneur. You're the person who's out there paying the taxes. You're the person who's out there saluting the flag. You're someone who has character. You're someone of influence and affluence, and you stand for something, and you're not going to let someone rob you of your dignity, your pride, your purpose, and your recovery. Don't relapse over someone like this. Let them go relatively quickly, meaning take a deep breath first. Don't get seduced into any kind of argument. Don't get seduced into defending yourself. Neutralize people by asking them questions. I bet you're really difficult to work for. What does that mean? Well, don't forget what you were like in your 20s. I haven't forgotten. What's your point? Well, my point is, I would bet your employees probably find you difficult. I said, that may be possible, but can I get you a drink? I mean, I definitely changed the subject. I mean, this is what you learn to do. You want to learn how to deflect the situation for what it is. You want to redirect the energy, move it over here so you can go there. So you can go forward, not stay here. This is a skill. And I teach this in my one-on-one coaching. So if you are looking for that skill, you can contact me after, during this Facebook Live. I will get back to you in a relatively short period of time and assist you in learning how to neutralize toxic, spiritual, emotional vampires. But what if it's your spouse? Well, that's a whole other situation. That means that requires you to evaluate where you are in the relationship. And if you're going to stay in that relationship, then you want to do your best to neutralize your feelings about someone else's feelings. And if you love this person, well, that means that you want to start to love yourself also, because it's going to require some self-love to be able to address this situation. Running from a problem is never the solution. Being able to face yourself and where you are in the problem and then living the solution to the problem is what will allow you to liberate yourself from the situation. And if you do require quitting a job, leaving a job, I mean, remember this, no matter where you are in life, you always have options. No matter where you are, there's always a solution. No matter where you are, you can create a result. So I'm looking at some of my good friends here online. Lisa Pazanza, hello. Gerardo, I'll be in Chicago in a couple of weeks. Hi, Melody, how are you? Joshua, Kimberly, Dominique, some of you I'm saying hello to you. So I want to thank you for being on the Facebook Live today. Now, every Tuesday for 2019, I'll be conducting this Facebook Live. I'll be having a few guests throughout the course of the year. It's at 4 o'clock. We do record this, right? Here's the microphone. I do record this. This goes on Podomatic the following day. My newest book, The Breakthrough Factor, is available on the website, goldenmastermind.com. And we're shipping that out for $25.90 in the United States. $20 for the book, $5.90 for shipping. And Richard Callfirst, I want to say, is doing a fantastic effort in receiving the order and getting it out the first day. Now, today is Tuesday. For those of you who ordered over the weekend, your books officially went out. Do me a favor, read that book and give me some level of testimony on it. It is my finest hour. So as you're out there this afternoon, you encounter any hostility, someone cuts you off in traffic, do your best while being your best not to take it personal. Don't feel rejected, abandoned. Do your best not to go into any anger or overwhelmed state. Do your best to stay in the middle of a conversation, and rather than explaining yourself, do your best to ask a question. Asking a question can assist you to deflect the energy directed at you. That is one key skill. So, and also let go of any guilt associated with the situation so you're not on the back end of it. That is called resentment.
More Heart Than Talent Radio.